Okay, Patrick, you're still on deck.
Yes, we move on to agenda paper four. The committee received a request for guidance regarding the application of IS 19 revised in 2011 to ATZ plans in Germany. In the tentative agenda decision published in the November IFRIC update, the committee noted that the fact that the bonus payments are conditional upon completion of employee service over a specified period indicates that the benefits are in exchange for that service and that they do not therefore meet the definition of termination benefits. On the basis of this analysis, the committee tentatively decided not to add the issue to its agenda. We have received three comment letters with respect to this agenda decision. Two constituents agree with the conclusion that ATZ plans do not meet the definition of a termination benefit under IS 19 revised in 2011. However, one of the constituents thinks that the committee should not provide guidance in an agenda decision, should only refer to IFRS literature that should be considered, and should develop a framework to support when and how the committee should provide guidance in an agenda decision. The third constituent is not convinced that applying IS 19 will be as clear as the draft decision suggests. The constituent agrees that benefits payments being conditional on future employment would be a strong indicator that benefits are provided in exchange for future services, but they believe that the draft decision incorrectly emphasizes this indicator as the sole factor in classifying employee benefits. The constituent believes that the benefits provided can in fact be split between benefits in exchange for service and termination benefits when benefits have characteristics of both categories. We think that in the fact pattern submitted, the defining characteristic of the bonus payment is the requirement to provide service. If the employee's service ends before the end of the specified period, the employee does not receive the bonus payments. In our view, this indicates that the benefit is provided in exchange for services. Again, in our view, splitting benefits between benefits provided in exchange for services and termination benefits would be appropriate if, for example, a portion of the bonus payments had to be paid for ending the employment regardless of whether the employees render the services, and it is not the case in the fact pattern submitted. With respect to the comment that agenda decisions should be restricted to referring to IFRS literature that the committee thinks should be considered, we think that the requirements in IS 19 revised in 2011 are reasonably clear for the fact pattern submitted. We also note that no committee members disagreed that bonus payments in ATZ plans did not meet the definition of a termination benefit. As a result, we think that the committee should proceed with the agenda decision, but with the clarifications proposed in Appendix A to this paper. The objectives of these clarifications are to highlight additional features of ATZ plans in the fact pattern and to specify that all the relevant facts and circumstances for each plan should be considered. So the question for the committee is the following. Does the committee agree with the staff's recommendation not to take the issue onto its agenda and that it should proceed with the agenda decision but with the clarifications proposed in Appendix A to this paper?
Comments? Keto and Peggy. Peggy first, I guess.
I agree with the staff's recommendation.
Keto?
I also agree with not taking it on the agenda. One proposal to the agenda decision wording, the way I understand it is that the reason why the conclusion for the German ADZ plans is that it's not a termination benefit is that the payments are 100% or wholly conditional about providing the service. So my proposal would be that in the last paragraph, that we say, in the fact pattern above, the benefits are in exchange for that service, or upon completion of employee service over a specified period, as it is wholly conditional upon, to make clear that there are other circumstances also for ADZ plans, and that's what we said before. There are termination issues and required service issues, but because the payment is wholly conditional on providing the service in the fact pattern described above, it's not termination. To make that clear.
Laurence?
I am in agreement with the staff recommendation, and I was happy with the drafting of the rejection. My only comment was for record's sake about the point you make in paragraph 8b, to say that the bonus payments are economically similar to stay bonuses. No, from feedback I've got in Germany, it's not that people will stay. Is that on the contrary, people would leave, and you give them an incentive that they would leave. But because effectively they would be required to do that service period to be entitled to that bonus, I acknowledge that this is where the IS 19 revision leads you to as an answer you have in your rejection. So I believe that if there is an issue about reflecting the fact that you want to have people out, the issue lays in the revisions to IS 19. It's not a rejection. The rejection is correct. But for record's sake, it's not a stay bonus.
Ruth and Andrew?
And we still haven't resolved how we deal with this particular issue. So I'm happy with it going out like this, but just need to note that people are still complaining about the fact that we're issuing interpretations through agenda decisions.
And that's a point that I discussed and described to the Due Process Oversight Committee. We'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow in that session. Andrew?
I was fine with this. And I might be fine with Guido's amendment. I just want, when you inserted those words, I just wondered whether that might be read as adding additional words or implying that those words are effectively in the standard. I mean, is that gold plating the words in the standard, or is that okay to do it just on this particular fact pattern? I can't remember what the words in the standard are now, but at the moment it says the benefits are in exchange for that service, which seems fair enough. And then if we add the words wholly conditional, does that mean those words are de facto in the standard? Yeah, I don't know.
I think Guido's suggestion was to acknowledge that in the fact pattern we were looking at, the payments were wholly conditional on this service being provided, and so it would be a reflection of that. And yes, by implication, there is then the importance to which the committee attaches that part of the fact pattern to the conclusion it reaches, but I saw it more as being a highlight of something in the fact pattern.
If it's the fact pattern, that's fine, but I just wanted to make sure we were not interpreting words in the standard.
Point well taken. Scott?
Also agree with the staff's recommendation, and I'm okay with the wording either with or without Guido's suggestion. And with regards to the one comment letter that said, you know, don't be this prescriptive, you know, they suggest if the committee wishes to curtail potential diversity that might emerge, the committee should decide to develop an interpretation. Well, I mean, that suggests that all diversity is due to good faith reading of the standards that can be interpreted appropriately in two different ways. And I think that what we've concluded here is that the standard can only appropriately be interpreted one way. So I think that this is not the kind of thing that lends itself to an interpretation.
Mark?
Building up on Scott's and Ruth's comments, is it an awful lot of more work doing a quick interpretation? Because we have a, I think we have a consensus here, and we can just put this into a small interpretation. We just have to put it out within the due process for comment, and then
for specific fact patterns, okay. Which is
true.
Something we've always tried to stay away from.
True.
Yeah, we tried to constrain, at least my view is that we tried to constrain this to the ADZ plans, number one, because that's the question we were asked, and number two, because we knew there were a lot of similar things and it was going to be an awful lot more work to then explore other similar plans, and we wanted to prevent scope creep and focus on the question we were asked. Other reactions, comments? Does anybody want to take this forward as an interpretation, Bernd's proposal? Okay. And Bernd, you're not that enthusiastic about it either.
No, I just asked if it was an awful lot of
okay.
More
I saw no objection. Guido?
I agree with the notion that we shouldn't address specific fact patterns from a certain jurisdiction. I'm also aware that there are similar plans in Europe, for instance, in Spain and one other country that I'm aware of. So we may want to reach out to these countries and ask the question, do you think, is there diversity in practice also on these plans? That was also the reason why I would like to include this wording, as long as it's wholly conditional upon, then it's for the service required, you know, because including all the other words already muddied the waters a little bit. It seems to be, well, it's all effects and circumstances, and the solution that we have come to was, well, if it's wholly conditional upon service, then the indicator is that it's not a termination benefit. So if there are other similar plans out there, and if there is diversity in practice, it might be an issue for interpretation, not restricting it to just one plan in one jurisdiction. But if the jurisdiction say, well, we are fine, we all know how to account for it, there is no diversity, then I think it's...
Yeah, I'm aware there is some diversity in some parts of Latin America. That's what... Although I would have thought, and the informal feedback I got from some of those folks was that this would deal with their problem. Okay. I guess my sense of the group is that we proceed with this then, subject to Guido's amendment to the wording. Any objection?